Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The California Employment Development Department is facing questions from Congress about pandemic unemployment fraud that a House committee calls the worst in the nation. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, it feels like this was so long ago.
It does. And I think there's a lot of people that'd like it to keep that way, sort of in the rearview mirror. But we've had a change in the election, and the House of Representatives is now controlled by Republicans, and the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, which flipped Republican control as well, is now taking a look at California, Pennsylvania, and New York. Yes, they're all blue states, but they were all victims of incredible amounts of fraud in the early days of the pandemic in handing out relief checks to people that were out of money and out of work. California's total, about $30 billion, it's estimated by some. And that includes the administration. So this is something that got scant attention. It was announced. We went through it. We kept seeing the numbers. We were busy with other things. It was a shocker. A lot of these were payments made to prison gangs who are operating the scams outside of prisons and inside of prisons and in county jails, using outside people to pick up the checks and debit cards and cash them. It's a huge scandal. It's one that could have been prevented, but it's one that we have not really taken a look at, for one, because there were other things, and for two, because it was a huge embarrassment for the state.
Right, but weren't things fixed and didn't heads roll?
No. Things were sort of fixed, but as far as heads rolling goes, some of them rolled up. Some of the people that were in the Newsom administration are now in the Biden administration. Margie, what we had here is one of the questions that is yet to be answered was, you know, other states, about three quarters of the other states had computer software in place to guard against this type of fraud. And California had it until the Brown administration apparently decided to turn it off in order to save $2 million, saying it wasn't needed. Back then, fraud wasn't big. They got swamped into COVID. They wound up paying out a huge amount of billions of dollars. And, you know, no, I would, and I've yet to see any major committee hearing on the state legislator area about this. People just sort of said it happened, we're going to fix it, and we're going to move on. That is sort of the code word for put it behind us. But now people are saying, no, we need to take another look at it. Is it going to be embarrassing for Gavin Newsom? Yes. Is it going to be one of those things he's not going to want to be touting nationally? Yes. But the Republicans are going to take their shot. And in this case, they might actually have some legitimate ammunition.
Right. Thanks so much, KCBS Ring Central Newsline. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.